Schenectady Film Commission head Don Rittner is responsible for bringing the motion picture production crew of Place Beyond the Pines to the area. The Focus Features film was shot and takes place in and around Schenectady. Rittner says the incentive to make movies upstate has grown and the tax credits help attract filmmakers.
What's great about the Capital District is that it's only a couple hours away from New York City, which is the main production. So even though the companies are located in the city, it doesn't take very long to get up here. You know, take a train or whatever, 2.5 hours, 3 hours, and they're putting a second rail in between Schenectady and Albany now, so that's going to cut the train time down probably by another half hour. There is talk that there's going to be a major motion picture production facility built here, that is, with state-of-the-art animation, 3D capabilities, and 5 sound stages, and someday that will be announced. So the Capital District is set to become, I like to call it East Hollywood.
Ray Legere is co-owner of the Schenectady-based Legere Group, which hosted production facilities for The Place Beyond the Pines.
We received more than $100,000 in income from having them here, which we would not have had had they decided to go someplace else. So if you really want to use the economic growth numbers, it's between 4 and 7 times. So it's between $400,000 and $700,000 just on the money that I received.
Pumped back into the local economy.
Exactly. And that doesn't include the lunches, the hotels, the rentals.
Mike Feuerstein is a local filmmaker and educator. He explains that New York's film credits don't make much of a difference for the smaller independent film or documentary maker.
It's not that it's not helpful, because it's good to know it's there and it's a great incentive to step up your game and raise more money or do a larger project than you were planning on doing originally, which is always nice to see, you know, something coming out of the area that could potentially catch on. They did a number of films here, Virgin Alexander, Place Beyond the Pines, Winter of Frozen Dreams, and I think many of them got tax credits. There's a movie that's raising funds right now called Chickadee, and I did some principal photography on that for B-roll around the area in the winter, in order to secure tax credits, because one of those contingencies was expiring and you had to shoot it by a certain time of the year.
Feuerstein sees tax credits as a bargaining chip in persuading producers to film upstate.
If I go to pitch a TV series, which I'm doing right now, and they say, well, where are you going to produce it? And I say, New York, because we get a tax credit, and here's what the tax credit is, and this is why it will benefit you. That's better than saying, oh, I don't know, maybe we'll shoot it in Vancouver, or maybe we'll shoot it in Chicago. I don't know. You know, where's the best place? You tell me. I can tell them, you know, if we shoot it here, this is the credit we get, and here's why you should help us.
Not everyone is welcoming movie and TV crews with open arms and wallets. Republican Assemblyman Kieran Michael Lawler, who represents portions of the Hudson Valley, introduced a bill at the end of April to restore $90 million in funding for not-for-profit programs for people with developmental disabilities, taking the money from the $420 million allotted in the budget for New York film production tax credits. Jimmy Fallon's New York City-based Tonight Show became something of a lightning rod among tax credit critics.
As of today, it's official. Starting in February, I'm going to be hosting the Tonight Show here on NBC.
Lawler outlines his opposition to tax credits.
We need across-the-board tax cuts, not tax cuts for privileged and favored groups that have lobbyists and close relationships with the powers that be in the state. Also, it's a 30-cent refundable tax credit based on the amount of production in the state of New York. In other words, for every dollar the production company spends in New York, we give them 30 cents. Often, the tax liability of the film production company is lower than the tax credit, in which case we cut them a check. We're actually cutting checks to Hollywood. One of the big beneficiaries of the Hollywood tax credit is NBC or their parent company, Comcast. Well, they're major donors to Cuomo. They've gotten $77 million in tax credits in the last couple of years. If you have to be a major donor to get some tax relief in New York State, well, the corner deli could use some tax relief. The local carpenter could use some tax relief. All businesses could use some tax relief. It should be across the board.
Lawler expects resistance from some downstate Democratic lawmakers whose districts are home to film and television productions. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.